This hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is presented by Baylor Scott & White Health, changing healthcare for the better. Learn more at GetBetterTexas.com. And now, changing Texas gardening for the better, here's our friend Neil Sperry.
Thank you very much, and good morning again. Our second hour begins right now, and we appreciate the Baylor Scott & White sponsorship of this hour, and thank you for that. We are here to answer your lawn and garden questions. The lines are almost all filled. We have a couple open at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Again, Mike Bass is screening calls and running the boards for me in the other studio, and I appreciate him. We'll do our SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. I do want to remind you quickly, and then I want to get back to help Don in Southlake, who's been waiting very patiently. I want to remind you of Serenity High's Ride for Recovery. You still have a chance if you were not able back in September when the original date was scheduled and that torrential rainstorm came through on that day. The rescheduled date is this coming Saturday, October 20. Registration will begin at 9, kickstands up at 11. It will be at the new permanent home of Serenity High, the nation's only public high school that is specifically for kids in recovery from drugs and other alcohol and other drugs. These are kids who really want to hold their sobriety together. It is a school that is now in its 20th year and finally a permanent home out of the portables. And we are so excited, those of us who serve on the advisory board, so excited to see that happen. It is adjacent to McKinney North High School, which is something you'll want to remember because you need to get there at 9 o'clock. That's where the Ride for Recovery will begin and where it will return. There will be a wonderful lunch that will be available to you afterwards for a small fee. It will be at 2550 Wilmoth Drive, west of Community. And that's just about, half a mile west of Central Expressway in McKinney. It's adjacent to McKinney North High School, 2550 Wilmoth, west of Community in McKinney. The Serenity High Ride for Recovery, the website for registration and all the information, is SerenityHighRideForRecovery.com. It'll be led by the Blue Knights. They will be leading the ride. It's a wonderful group that organized this for us, helped us, has served on the planning committee. I'm not a rider. I'll certainly be there, but don't ride. But they are current and retired police officers and other first responders. Buffalo Soldiers also have been really helpful in getting this going. So it's the first time we've done this. We're seeing how it will work. It is a fundraiser in support of Serenity High. Again, Serenity High Ride for Recovery. SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week is sponsored today by Advanced Foundation Repair, and our dog, well, let's see if I can pronounce this one. It's only six letters, but I can mess up easier names. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is Monika, not Monica, Monika, an 8-year-old female German Shepherd mix weighing 51 pounds. She has a thick, mostly black coat with patches of tan on her face and legs. A little bit of gray on the tip of her muzzle gives away her age, but she's not worried about it. This older girl still has a lot of love and life in her, and she loves attention from people, is extremely gentle and affectionate with everyone she meets. She enjoys going for walks, cuddling with people, and lots of treats. She does great on car rides, is happy to do just about anything as long as it's with you. If you're looking for a loving, loyal lady to spend your days with, she's the one for you. Monika is waiting to meet you at the SPCA of Texas Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas. To view all the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, they invite you to visit spca.org/findapet. spca.org/findapet. Just like all pets at the SPCA of Texas, Monika has already been spayed, microchipped. She's had all of her age-appropriate vaccines. They invite you to bring your current dog to the shelter for a meet and greet before you adopt a new dog. Monika will be waiting for her new forever family to come meet her at the SPCA of Texas Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center at 2400 Lone Star Drive, west of Hampton Road. In McKinney, the SPCA of Texas also features dozens of dogs, cats, small mammals, equine, and livestock at the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center at 8411 Stacy Road. That's a quarter mile east of Custer and a couple of miles north of 121. Both of the SPCA of Texas Animal Care Centers are open noon until 6, Sunday through Wednesday, noon until 7, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, sponsored today by Advanced Foundation Repair. I don't know if you have ever had foundation problems, but they are very unsettling. If suddenly you begin to see cracks in walls and cracks in tile and cracks in the outer side walls of your house where mortar joints are beginning to show hairline cracks and then larger cracks, and then the thing you really don't want to see is when the bricks begin to break in half. Those are all signs of foundation problems. So are windows and doors that either stick or that drift open when you least expect it. Those are all evidences that you're having some foundation issues, and Advanced Foundation Repair can come to your home. They have it essentially is a topographic map. It's interesting to watch them work. They'll work for about an hour and a half. The home inspection is absolutely free. If they determine that there are no foundation problems and that their map just shows a nice level foundation, they will tell you that. If you have foundation problems, they'll show you where they are, and they will tell you what they will do to fix them, and they will also give you the bid, the cost, and they'll stick with that bid, and they will guarantee their work for the lifetime of the home. It is amazing. We've seen this. We had them work on one part of our home. It was a separate part that was built later, and it needed help. Oh, it needed help, and they gave it the help. Advanced Foundation Repair. I've advertised for them for a long, long time. That's Advanced Foundation Repair. On the web, it's foundationrepairs.com. 214-333-0003. Foundationrepairs.com. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair.
No one ever said you need to be sick to get better. That's why Baylor Scott & White Health is innovating how people get well and stay that way. Learn more at GetBetterTexas.com.
Let's go back to our phone lines. We have Don who did opt to wait and come back on with me. And Don, I am so sorry to have you right up against the news like that. I appreciate your waiting.
Okay.
Let's continue on with the Palisade Zoysia. He was asking about shade tolerance. He has shade in his backyard and Bermuda in the front yard. I have that right, correct? In the two yards.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've had the golf course greens Cooper look at my yard, and he suggested Zoysia. And I've had two other bids made on it. So I think I'm going to try the Zoysia. So some of my questions were, how can I, if I put the Zoysia in, I'm familiar with 419 and Bermuda type grass, how can I treat weeds in Zoysia? And also, in your opinion, can it be mowed with a rotary mower, or does it have to be mowed with a real mower?
No,
and then last, does it spread?
It will spread slowly. It can be mown with a rotary mower every bit as easily, if not more easily, than Bermuda can. So that's not going to be a problem. In terms of weed control, I'm not aware of any weed products that exclude zoysias. I think anything you use on your Bermuda probably can be used on zoysias now. I don't know about MSMA, but it's off the market to consumers, and so it's a non-issue anyway. What I was trying to hint at when I was being rushed by the end of the hour was that I hate to see people spend a lot of money on grass and then realize later, oh my gosh, I just didn't have quite enough sunlight. I see it often.
Well, that's when I have a concern about that. That is a concern.
Yeah, and so what I would suggest is if you have an area that can be a test area and will make your lawn look better, if there's any way to do part of it in April and wait a couple of months and see if it begins to thin. Be really critical of how it looks the maybe 2 weeks after you plant it. You know, it takes a couple of weeks for it to establish and rebound. And so just look at it really critically then, maybe even take some photos down onto the sod and see how thick it is, and then come back in a couple of months and see if you're beginning to see the soil of the sod, see if it's thinning out. Usually after a couple of months, if grass is going to go downhill, if it's going to regress in the shade, it will happen after a couple of months. It will begin to happen, and you can tell this is not going to work. And zoysias are intermediate to St. Augustine and Bermuda in their shade tolerance. During the news, I was doing a little research online at Aggie Horticulture. I try to stay away from commercial websites because they sell grass, and they'll sometimes be pretty, you know, optimistic when they shouldn't be. Aggie Horticulture, this is a Texas A&M developed grass, and I thought, well, they'll be objective because they do the research and they have to stand behind it. And they list it as moderate shade tolerance, and that's compared to other grasses. And so it is intermediate.
But it's more than Bermuda. It's more than my 419.
It is more than Bermuda, less than St. Augustine. I'm not trying to talk you into St. Augustine.
No. Yeah. No, I understand that. You're right. I don't want to spend a whole bunch of money because the trees are going to get bigger. And so
that's the scary part. And I see the same thing with St. Augustine. People who will, Don, what happens is they stand toe-to-toe with me and say, I know I have enough sunlight. And I'm standing there on their yard. This is friends, you know, and I don't want to just punch them and say, wait. You're making a bad mistake. But they'll stand there and argue with me. And I know that grass, the St. Augustine in many cases, I used to recommend St. Augustine a lot more heartily than I do now with all these diseases. But anyway, they would argue, and then a couple of years later, they'd say, I wish you'd been a little more forceful. Well, I tried, but you're a friend. I didn't want to flog you.
If St. Augustine doesn't work, I've heard you say over the years, you really got to go to a ground cover.
That's what I've done at our home. I knew not to try zoysia because even the St. Augustine failed for us in the shade. And so I have Mondo grass as my go-to plant. If you happen to have a copy of my newest book, you see our backyard, Mondo grass.
I do have your book. It's very good.
Well, I wasn't soliciting that, but thank you. But I've just given up on grass because when you have total shade, then there's just nothing that's going to grow there. That's the reason for AstroTurf and all the other things. I would try a third of the area, and knowing that if it is going to succeed, you plant it in April, and in June you make the decision of whether you're going to do the rest of it. That's a good way to do it, I think.
Well, I don't want to take too long. Some of my yard is always going to have sun. I mean, that's part of it. And the trees have spread around the outside of the yard.
Right.
So I've got encroachment, but some of the yard will always have sun. So it's kind of like if I plant it everywhere, I'm always going to have some of it. So it's really kind of a tough thing to.
Well, if you have it around the areas where you have good sun or part sun, then that limits how much ground cover you have, and ground covers are not a penalty. They're beautiful. Variiation. So, you know, maybe that's a compromise. You say, okay, I'm going to have some Palisade zoysia and I'm going to have some ground cover.
You can't chip golf balls though in a grass cover. I'm sorry.
That's why you live on a golf course. You don't chip in your lawn. You go out there. You hunt golf balls in the ground cover. I was a cheap golfer. I had to give up golf when I ran out of golf balls.
Well, listen, I appreciate.
I'm glad you called.
It was worth waiting for.
Thank you.
And by the way, your Advanced Foundation people are good. I've used them before. So.
Thank you for that. Have a great day. Thank you, Don. All right, we'll come back. We have Jack in Waxahachie, Stephen Hurst, and Brad in Burleson. I'm going to move quickly to get to you guys. I really appreciate you waiting on me. I love doing this program. If I were designing a radio station for this kind of a program, I would probably have three or four phone lines. We have five, and sometimes people have to wait just a little bit, and luckily I have very nice callers. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, my book. This is the book that I've been telling you about all morning. It is the best book I've ever written. I've written five. Four made it to press, and This one I'm proudest of because I got to make the decisions myself, and nobody had to intervene from a committee of a publishing house. So we have all the photos that needed to be there, 840 photographs. That seems a little obsessive, you think? But they're there, and they help. 344 pages. It was going to be a workbook. My editor kids me, Neil, I thought you were going to have a workbook people could carry under their arm. They need a dolly on this one. It's not heavy. It's not that big. But it would be a $50 book if you bought it in stores. I chose not to put it in stores. It's only available through my office and through my website. And I'll give you both of those in just a moment. 840 photos, 344 pages, hardback, printed in San Antonio, not in China, and your satisfaction with it is completely guaranteed. 11 chapters covering all aspects of outdoor gardening in Texas. It is a quarter century newer than the Cowboy Boot book. That's what you find on Amazon and in stores. This one is not there. Now, here is the special offer that I began this morning for you. If you buy my book at $33.95, that's the regular price, the first book, I'll let you have the second and third books for only $28.95 if you have them shipped to the same address. And that gives you the chance to give one or two books as gifts this holiday season. They make a wonderful Christmas gift. And we did this last year, and it went over famously. So I've decided I'm going to repeat it, and it's a very limited time offer. I would suggest go ahead and do it right away. I'm doing this early because I really get behind. I have to sign all these books, and I get way behind in December, and so I'm doing it early. It's a selfish thing. That's why I've put this really good price on it. So first book, $33.95, second and third to the same address at $28.95. Here are your two ways to order. You can order from my website where you can see more details of the book at neilsperry.com. That's the better way. NEILSPERRY.com. Or you can call Monday through Friday, 800-752-GROW with an O. 800-752-4769 or at neilsperry.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams. When it comes time to work on your lawn, the folks at Ace are ready to help. They have the best products from Scotts, Miracle-Gro, Ortho, and more. All hand-selected to keep your lawn and garden looking their very best. Your neighborhood Ace store also has local experts who know the right questions to ask to make sure you get everything you need. And once they've helped you check off all the items on your list, they'll give you some helpful advice too, so you'll get the job done right. That's because at Ace, they have their own list, and great service is at the top. Stop by your local Ace store and pick up Scotts Winter Guard fertilizer.
Severe storms in Texas pop up quickly with wind and hail that can damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788. Schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. They've been in business more than 28 years. Wortham Brothers Roofing provides the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788, wbroofing.com.
Hello, friends. I'm Tommy Brummett. Do you like the sound of children? Then you'll love First United Methodist Church in downtown McKinney. We have Sunday school classes and ministries for children of all ages. We have a new building dedicated to youth ministry and young people in all worship services. If you're looking for a church where the love of God is proclaimed and all people are welcome, come and worship with us. First United Methodist Church in McKinney. From the good folks at First Methodist, God bless you and have a beautiful day.
Thank you, Tommy. And I happen to know a 9-year-old candlelighter acolyte who will be at the 11 o'clock service today. Happen to know him pretty well. So anyway, thank you. There are children, lots of children. Fall is the best time to plant trees and shrubs in North Texas. Joe Covington has been proclaiming that on his signs, on his banners, in his ads, all the time I've known him. Covington Nursery and Landscape, 18 acres of top performing plants to make your landscape beautiful. Fresh truckloads arriving daily. They have an enormous selection of gorgeous fall flowers, incredible assortment of specialty pumpkins, gourds, hay bales, everything you need to decorate with seasonal color. And a gift shop filled with unique home and garden accents. They specialize in custom landscape design and installation. It's a great time to contact Covington's to get them started on the landscape of your dreams. Their lawn and garden services team provides professional lawn and landscape fertilization, weed and insect control to keep your yard looking great. Go to CovingtonNursery.com. That's a double N in the middle. CovingtonNursery.com for their inventory list with plant varieties and prices, specials, inspiration galleries of their landscape projects, classes, and events. Family owned since 1972 by Joe Covington and his team. Open 7 days a week. Covington Nursery, 5518 President George Bush Highway at State Highway 66 in Rowlett. It's just a short drive from North Dallas around. It is a 10-minute drive, really easy. CovingtonNursery.com, 972-475-5888. They'll open at 10. Covington's in Rowlett.
You deserve to love your health care. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Irving is rated high-performing in congestive heart failure by U.S. News & World Report Best Hospitals. Find a physician at GetBetterTexas.com.
Jack is in Waxahachie. Jack, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a few live oak trees that have these little nodules, a little knots on them. How do I get rid of those?
All right, and where are the knots, the nodules?
They're on the stems of the where they grow. If they grow on the limb, it'll kill that limb. It'll die.
All right, are these like wooden marbles or what?
Yeah, they're wooden marbles. That's exactly right. That's what they are.
That's called the woody. W-O-O-D-Y, woody oak gall, G-A-L-L. And, Jack, they normally don't kill the twigs. Maybe they have in a few rare occasions. That is caused by an insect that looks kind of like a yellow jacket. It's not a yellow jacket, but the female stings the twig and lays her eggs in that soft tissue of the new twig back in the spring and early summer. And then the plant forms that growth around it, and the larvae develop within that little gall. There are hundreds of different types of galls on live oaks. Sometimes you'll see little pea-sized fuzzy knots on the backs of live oak leaves. You'll see edges of red oak leaves that look like the edge of a tin can that's been crimped. There are lots of different galls. On red oaks, you'll see some that are as big as tennis balls that are almost hollow on the inside, very light. And all of them are harmless, and there is no way to prevent them or to cure them. These are the important things you need to remember. Are they things we want to have? No, not at all, certainly not. But there's nothing you can do about them. Some years will be much worse than others. There is no spray that would work unless you happen to be out there at the time that the wasps were swarming, but they swarm for a month or more, and so you're going to have to stand out there like a fountain, and that's not going to work. So the best thing, and we just lost the man who told me this back in 1970. I'll never forget his comment, H.A. Turney, an entomologist with Texas A&M, and he smiled and kind of put his arm around me and said, Neil, you can tell your people that they can worry about them, but it's better just to brag about them because you can't do anything about it anyway. So I've used that line ever since.
Okay, well, thanks very much. I thought maybe I could spray them, but I guess that doesn't work.
No, so. No, you can harvest them and play marbles with them. It's about the best use of them. I wish I could help you, Jack, but there's no control for them. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Neil.
You bet. Let's go to Steve in Hurst, and I can help him. That'll catch us up a little bit. Steve, this is Neil. How can I help?
Yes, I'm very familiar with red oaks, and I'm trying to decide between a red oak and a what is it,
Schumard?
Schumard red oak, Schumard oak, or a red rain tree. But anyway, I have my first question very quickly is a Schumard red oak a specific type of red oak?
Because yes, sir.
I see at the nurseries red oaks without Schumard in front of them.
Well, you need to go to an independent retail garden center, and you need to find the manager or the owner and look him or her square in the eye and say, I want a Schumard red oak, and you lean on it pretty heavily like that. I'm going to give you the botanical name, and you'll see, yes, it's a specific oak. Quercus is all oaks. They're all in the genus Quercus, Quercus Schumardi. I mean, it carries that name right in its name. Quercus Schumardi, Schumard red oak. There are many kinds of red oaks, and many of them are not adapted to our black clay soil. If you divide oaks into categories, there are two kinds. There is the red oak group and the white oak group. And by and large, it has to do with the types of lobes on the leaves. Red oaks have pointed lobes, and white oaks have rounded lobes. And in the red oak group, you have trees, for example, pin oak, Quercus palustris, which is horribly adapted in our area. If you go to a national chain nursery and you just buy a red oak, there's a pretty good chance you're going to get something that has pin oak in it, and it's going to turn yellow after 3 or 4 years and have a real problem. That's especially true with container grown trees that have been hauled in from great distances. So you want a Schumard red oak, and an independent retail garden center owner will know what you mean and will understand why you're being so emphatic about it.
Okay, along the same lines, what do you think about the chinquapin oak?
Chinquapin, there are four oaks that are at the top level for the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and all four of them are native in and around the Metroplex. Live oak, you know very well. Schumard red oak, we've discussed. Burr oak has the great big leaves and the very coarse textured bark, and it's a lovely tree, great big bold tree. And then chinquapin oak, which is beautiful. That's a gorgeous tree. I have one along our driveway, and I planted one at a building that I used for my office for 25 years. That's a lovely tree. It grows in Dallas and Tarrant and Collin, Denton counties natively. It's usually down in wetter areas along rivers and things, but it's a beautiful oak. I would recommend it very highly. I'm still just so fond of Schumard red oaks, but chinquapin oak is a beautiful oak.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome very much. Thank you. Now, chinquapin oak does not have very good fall color, but it has beautiful trunks and the leaves are gorgeous. So, you know, it all weighs. I can keep talking. The sales pitch goes on and on. You know, I'd make a horrible car salesman because I can't close. I just keep talking. That car, you know, the paint job's really good. But anyway, thank you for the call, Steve. I appreciate that. All right, we will come back. We have Brad and Burleson, Janet now in North Dallas, and we will get to both of you. Stay right there. Let me tell you about Dallas Plumbing Company and invite you to give them a call for any kind of plumbing, heating, or air conditioning needs. Dallas Plumbing was founded 115 years ago by Ward Downs, and now it's in its fourth generation of his descendants. And the same friendly family service, but you know how professional they are. You see those orange and black trucks going all over the Metroplex. You know that Dallas Plumbing Company serves all of your needs for plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. Right now, you can save up to $2,835 on a new Carrier high-efficiency air conditioning and heating system. Now, I would like to recommend that to you because it can pay for itself in 3 to 4 years. Or if you prefer, you can choose 0% interest for 6 years. Call the air and heat experts at Dallas Plumbing Company for details and for your free estimate. They have a number set aside just for you, just for that special. 214-761-6779. That's 214-761-6779. Or visit DallasPlumbing.com for more information about this and other special offers. In fact, you'll see lots of other specials there. tell them that you heard about them on my program. Just tell them that gardening program. They'll know who you're talking about, and tell them I was really boasting about them, bragging about them, because they deserve that. They are the best. Their people are carefully trained. Most of them have been with them for a long time, and they serve all of our needs and have for many years, even beyond when I've been doing ads for them. Dallas Plumbing Company services all makes and models, and they are a factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts. That's Dallas Plumbing. Phone number 214-761-6779, dallasplumbing.com.
License is M39503 and TACLA 38830C.
Baylor Scott & White Health. No one ever said you need to be sick to get better. That's why Baylor Scott & White Health is innovating how people get well and stay that way, where prevention might just be the prescription. Teaching is on your treatment plan, and everyone is always on the same team, your team. At Baylor Scott & White, they believe being better is a way of life, and that begins with their commitment to put patients and members at the core of everything they do. Patients are why the professionals at Baylor Scott & White work tirelessly to make healthcare work better, ensuring we all can access the care we need when we need it. Here's what your friends at Baylor Scott & White say. Here's a quote. Better is who we are. It's who we've always been and always will be. It's what drives us to look beyond the hospital walls and push beyond the status quo, never settling for anything less. And it's how we create healthcare experiences that inspire a life well lived. Because that's what being better is all about. Baylor Scott & White Health, changing healthcare for the better. Learn more at GetBetterTexas.com. Baylor Scott & White Health.
Now, what's trending
on WBAP and WBAP.com.
Yesterday's rain had Plano's sewers overflowing again. I'm Dennis Martin from the WBAP 24/7 News Desk.
ClassicChevrolet.com, WBAP.
First traffic and weather on the ones.
And accidents affecting multiple lanes of westbound 635 right around Olympus Boulevard. And there will be restrictions and congestion around Fort Worth's Alliance Airport today. Because of the big air show, the gates opened about a half an hour ago. Show starts at 11. They're expecting around 100,000 spectators. And that's WBAP's traffic on the ones. Our next update comes at 10:01. Now the WBAP forecast. Cloudy today with a slight chance of late afternoon showers and storms. High 77. Showers and storms possible tonight. Some of them could be severe. Overnight low 42. Monday, rain, storms, and a high temperature of no more than 48. Right now, it's cloudy, 62 degrees in Dallas. Yesterday's intense rain caused another sanitary sewer overflow in Plano. 100,000 gallons or more came bubbling up through a manhole in the area of the Glen Eagle Golf Course and flowed into White Rock Creek. Earlier in the week, the same sewer spilled 160,000 gallons into White Rock Creek. Once again, Plano says its public works teams will be walking the creek to determine what effect the spills are having on the water and the aquatic life. The city insists the spills have had no effect on the public drinking water, which is provided by an entirely different system. Right now, it's overcast. We're looking at 61 degrees in Fort Worth. From the WBAP News Desk, I'm Dennis Martin. Next update's at 10 o'clock. 24/7 news coverage at WBAP.com.
Thank you, Dennis. When it comes time to work on your lawn, the folks at Ace are ready to help you. They know that you have a list of things you need. Ace has them all from the quality brands you trust. They have the best products from Scotts, Miracle-Gro, Ortho, and more, all hand-selected to keep your lawn and garden looking their very best. Your neighborhood Ace store also has local experts who know the right questions to ask to make sure you get everything you need. And once they've helped you check off all the items on your list, they'll give you some helpful advice as well, so you'll get the job done right. That's because at Ace, they have their own list, and great service is at the top. So remember, when it's quality brands that you're after, products like Scotts, Miracle-Gro, Ortho, and more, Ace is your place. Talk to their friendly and helpful people who really know gardening in your part of North Texas. Right now, stop by your local Ace store and pick up Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer. That's your neighborhood Ace Hardware for Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer.
ABC having regrets over how it handled Roseanne? I'll tell you what they're saying. Wow, huh? Monday night at 9:30 on the Chris Kroc Show. It all starts at 8, only on WBAP.
1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. It was during that time that Mueller started making metal products. Now, more than 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller and its products understand what it means to weather the storm. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in our area. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and snowstorm for years to come. That's much longer than a conventional roof. If you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home, a roof that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerInc.com to learn more and to find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head. Give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553. Or stop by one of their 33 locations today. Mueller, made in America and made to last. MuellerInc.com. MuellerInc.com. 877-268-3553.
You deserve to love your health care. Baylor Scott & White, the Heart Hospital, Plano, is ranked number 21 nationally for cardiology and heart surgery by U.S. News & World Report Best Hospitals. Find a physician at GetBetterTexas.com.
Thank you. Let me give you the phone number again. We have two calls ahead of you. We'll have plenty of time to get to you if you call right now, 800-288-9227. That's the number here to WBAP at 800-288-WBAP. Brad in Burleson, this is Neil. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, Neil, thanks for taking my call this morning.
Yes, sir.
Question for you, Neil. This is my third winter here, third season here. I'm from South Florida, where everything's pretty much green all year long, but I'm a stickler on turf. My first year here, I put in a wheat common Bermuda, had a full growing season, scalped it down to the topsoil, and sowed winter rye in. And I did that about the second week of October. It was beautiful. Gorgeous lawn all winter long. Got to mow it every week, and you got to bag it. But, I mean, everything looked really good. I couldn't put it in last year. I had a little trouble with my shoulder. I wasn't going to be able to mow it. So I was really looking forward to this year to putting winter rye back in, and I've yet to do it.
Keeps washing away.
I noticed if I was going to do it, it stayed warm pretty much all the way through October.
Right.
Now we got this blast of cold air coming in this week. I was going to do that this week. And I take it all the way down to the topsoil. A lot of work in bagging everything up and getting it out of there. And my question to you is, am I too late?
You don't need to cut it that far down, first of all. That's extra work that you don't need to go to. You can drop the mower one notch. That should be enough. I hope you're not too late, because I have 8 bags sitting in my barn waiting to be planted as soon as it dries out enough. I bought it 2 days ago. No, you're not too late. Couple of comments. Perennial rye is not perennial here. It will die out in May, just like annual rye does. But in the meanwhile, it is much easier to maintain. It germinates more uniformly. It will germinate in cooler conditions. And it is a finer bladed grass, so it gives a nicer look. And if you get some weather like this, on the other end of the winter in March, where it rains for 5 days and you can't get out there to mow, it doesn't go nuts like annual ryegrass does. Annual rye, after 5 or 7 days of rain, can look like a lettuce field. You're out there just spewing water everywhere when you mow. And with perennial rye, it's not that way. So you might consider that. Now, there is a downside to it, and that is it costs 2 to 2.5 times as much, and it's harder to find the perennial rye seed. But it can be ordered in for you. I really prefer perennial rye. The 8 bags that I bought are annual rye because I'm doing acreage across our creek and beneath some pecan trees that are out in the woods, not turf area. But those are some comments. But no, you are not too late.
Okay, I was under the impression. I was told that you got to take it down to the topsoil to put it in. You're telling me that's not the case. Just drop them over. One thing I learned.
I will tell you that for 40 years I have not done that. So that's my opinion.
That's good to know because that's a lot of work.
Oh yeah,
taking all the commute out. Listen, I didn't realize something. I heard a prior caller. You cut Bermuda about 1.5 inches during the summer, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I leave my mower the setting on the highest setting possible. My Bermuda is as lush and green as it's very good, but it's so thick. And okay, next year I'm going to drop my blade. Then I've been leaving this too high. I'm new to Texas, so, and I've always had St. Augustine in Florida. You know, mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to do much; it just grows because it rains there every day for the most part.
Sure.
But that's a good tip to know there. Well, okay, then what would you lower the when you tell me about what, 1 inch? Can I sow the grass seed in about 1 inch of turf?
Yes, boy, I can imagine. You must have been baling Bermuda if you went from
Neil,
the hot.
I'm telling you right now, it was like 25 packs. And I don't know if that takes a lot.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you could drop it. I would probably drop the mower down to a couple of inches or 1.5 inches. It's still going to be a pretty hefty job since you have so much above, but because you've got to give that ryegrass a chance to take hold, but you do not have to go down to bare ground. The thing that you'll see with grass that is mown too tall is that the blades will ascend. They will go up vertically to try to reach light, and so you don't get good runner production, not as good. And the best Bermuda that I have ever seen, Brad, in North Texas, this is a strange discussion. About once or twice a year I'll bring this up. When we lived in Farmers Branch, we had a rear alley behind our home, and there were cracks in that alley in the concrete, and Bermuda would come up in those, and it would get driven over. It looked like a pincushion. It was a quarter inch high. It was just old common Bermuda grass. It came up. But it was beautiful. It just was beautiful. There was moisture under the concrete, and it kept getting beaten off by the tires, and it was just beautiful. And it's just proof anywhere that you keep Bermuda low, it's dense, it has lots of runners, and it makes a wonderful turf. As soon as we mow it way high, then you get nothing but blades, and you'll get more weeds. You don't have the good vigorous growth that you would have with lower mowing.
One thing I noticed with when I put rye in my first season here, I tell you what, it choked out any weeds whatsoever. I didn't have any weeds in my yard starting up in the spring.
Right.
They would go with perennial. The first I put in annual, and it came back in spots last year. It looked terrible.
Yeah, that's one of the problems. If you ever decide, well, I've got shoulder problems, I can't plant rye this year, you've got to get a pre-emergent out in early September to keep it from coming up. Otherwise, you're going to be all mottled.
I couldn't wait for July.
Yeah, I know. I got it.
But okay, where would you suggest getting a perennial rye at? Now,
I would just call around and ask. What you don't want to do is buy 1 or 2 pounds of it. Some places will sell little packages. I would call some of the bigger nurseries, especially those that deal with wholesale sales and with landscape contractors, golf course suppliers, places that sell to golf courses would have it.
Not the couple of big local box stores that are all over the country.
I don't think there's a chance in a million they would have it. It's too.
Well, I've seen a Pennington makes a perennial rye that they sell.
Well, that's what you're looking for. If they have that, then that's what you need. That's good, Brad. I better run, but hopefully that gets you started. I enjoyed the call very much. Thanks for calling. All right, Janet in North Dallas, you'll come up right after this break. That may be my last call of the day. I saw that we had the time, and so I just went ahead and and to talk to Brad for a little while. That was good information, I think. So let me tell you, if you will, about Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I have a very special offer that we opened up this morning. Did it last year, and it went over so well, I decided, let's do this again. It gives people a chance. I rarely put my book on sale, but I decided to do that this time because it gives people a chance to buy it as a Christmas gift. And honestly, I don't like to have Christmas things flashed past me months ahead of time either. I get that. But from a selfish standpoint, I get so far behind in signing books right at Christmas time that I decided to give this a try now, and I can meet some of the needs ahead of time and give you a bargain in the process. The first book you buy is $33.95 plus tax and postage. That is the normal price. I will let you have the second and third books for $28.95 plus and plus the tax, and the postage will be very little more because we're asking that they be shipped to the same address, and so that becomes a real opportunity for you. The first book, $33.95, the second and third for $28.95, and I'll be happy to sign all three of them, personalize them if you wish. This is the book that is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. My old book from 1991 is in those locations. Please don't buy that and give it. That's just so out of date. This is so much better. 840 of my photographs, 344 pages, covering all aspects of gardening in the Lone Star State. Self-published so that I wouldn't have to go before committees and listen to them try to chisel down things to cut the number of pages, etc. We just started and added pages as we needed to. This was to have been a 240-page book. It's 344 pages because I wanted to get all this information in, and still it's only $33.95. for the first book, $28.95 for second and third to the same address. Here are the two ways you can order. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. You can order it online. That is the better way at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Of course, you can do that right now. Or you can call my office Monday through Friday at 800-752-4769. 800-752-GROW, G-R-O-W. The better way, though, at Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY. com. Nobody will do you a better foundation repair job than Advanced Foundation Repair. Their estimates are absolutely free. Their work is very affordable. They invite you to give them a call. 214-333-0003. Their work is guaranteed for the lifetime of your house. Do what we did. Call Advanced Foundation Repair. On the web, it's foundationrepairs.com. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair.
Visit Shades of Green in Frisco to spruce up your landscape. Give it a rejuvenating fall facelift with colorful pansies, pumpkins, mums, and cool season annual color, as well as shrubs, vines, ground covers, ornamental grasses, and perennials. Shades of Green's annual tree sale is now in progress. Take advantage of savings of up to 20% off all container and bald and burlap trees, 15-gallon and larger, at Shades of Green. If you've been thinking about adding new trees to your landscape, don't miss this sale. Fall is the best time for planting in North Texas. Shades of Green has phenomenal selections of plant material from specimen quality trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, ornamental grasses, perennials, and annual color. New shipments arrive weekly. Need some landscape inspiration? Give Shades of Green a call to arrange an appointment with their professional landscape designers. They're experts when it comes to creating unique landscapes using well-adapted, heat-tolerant plant selections that can survive and thrive in North Texas. Visit them on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com or stop by and visit them at 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco. That's Shades of Green in Frisco, the right place for the right plan.
Hi, I'm Stephen Issa, principal of Serenity High in McKinney. Serenity High is in McKinney ISD, but it's open to students from other districts. Substance abuse occurs in all populations. Serenity High offers a small, sober learning environment. Serenity High is a self-paced school. Students enter when they complete rehab and graduate when they complete all of their coursework. For more information, call 469-302-7830. We find that students really want to attend Serenity High. They find a comforting and supportive environment here.
Thank you, Stephen. And I and my wife and I are really proud to stand alongside the folks at Serenity High. The Ride for Recovery motorcycle ride will be next Saturday, rescheduled from back in September because of rain. Next Saturday, with registration at 9, kickstands up at 11. And it will be at 2550 Wilmoth. And that is west of Community. It's adjacent. It's at the site of Serenity High. It's adjacent to McKinney North High School in McKinney. All the information is at SerenityHighRideForRecovery.com. The experts at Andy Sprinkler Drainage and Lighting specialize in water conservation and irrigation efficiency, and I'm going to take this opportunity to tell you that they also specialize in drainage. If you've had pooling water around your home, let them come, take a look, and let them help you with drainage around your home. They can help with all of that because that's a part of their business. You don't want to have water standing around your home. You need to get that water cleared and out of the way. Andy's specialists can help with that. They also can help with all of your sprinkler needs, malfunctioning or broken valves, stations that don't water at all, zones that won't turn on, controller installations and calibrations, including smart controllers. We have Rachio smart controllers installed by the folks from Andy's, and they saved us immensely on our water bill this summer. I could see the marked difference. It was amazing. So that's Andy Sprinkler Drainage and Lighting at 972-418-6998. Andy Sprinkler Drainage and Lighting, 972-418-6998. TrustAndys.com. TrustAndys.com or SprinklerDrainage.com. It's Andy's.
You deserve to love your healthcare. The Heart Hospital Baylor Denton is rated high performing in aortic valve surgery and heart bypass surgery by U.S. News & World Report Best Hospitals. Find a physician at GetBetterTexas.com.
Let's go to Janet in North Dallas now. Janet, this is Neil, my last call of the day. How can I help you?
Hi, Neil. I'm new to being a homeowner, and I've been in this house 4 years. The house came with two rose bushes. I planted two knockouts, so I have a total of four rose bushes that went about a week and a half. The leaves on all four went completely yellow. I had a bloom coming out of a rose, and it just went limp. And so then I noticed right after that was happening, my lantana that's all planted next to these rose bushes, the leaves, all majority of them, all turn black or dead.
All right, let me try to help you. I have only half a minute. First of all, lantana and roses share no common disease or insect problems. Lantanas may have had lace bugs. Roses in North Dallas are decimated by rose rosette virus. Please look at neilsperry.com. On my homepage, I have left archived a long story on rose rosette virus that I have written to explain what it is, how to identify it, and what you need to do about it. But I'll bet that's it. It's neilsperry.com. I'm out of time. I'm so sorry. Happy gardening.